There is a prayer that I've prayed before that I don't think I've realized what it's meant until I began to see how God started answering that prayer. Now, let me read you what this prayer can do. And I wrote these things down, and this is going to make sense in a minute here. There is a prayer you can pray that will redirect your life. There is a prayer you can play that will pray, that can completely flip your life upside down. There is a prayer you can pray that will be the beginning of the greatest adventure you've ever had. Now, that sounds like a lot of preacher language, right? Because people say that. But there is a prayer you can pray that will open doors you didn't think existed. You'll be able to meet people you never thought you could meet. You'll be able to go places you never thought you could go. And the prayer is really simple, and I've prayed it many times. And my guess is that you've prayed it too. This is the prayer. God, use me. That's the prayer. God, use me. How many of you have prayed that prayer before? God, use me. This is what happens when I pray that prayer, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my story. When I pray, God, use me, I expect God to use me. And so I'm waiting, Lord, for the crowds. I want to see the healing. I want to see the miracles. I want to meet the people I thought I should be meeting. Flying to the places I think I should be flying to, ministering to the people I should be ministering to you. When I pray, God, use me, I expect you to use me, God. But how many of you know it doesn't always work like that? One person knows. Well, you're in for a rude awakening tonight because it doesn't always work like that. Doors don't always just swing right open. People don't just walk into your life. We just don't see healings. There's a process that God will take you through when you pray this prayer, God, use me. And that's something I've seen and I've noticed. So I want to talk to you and encourage you tonight because you may have prayed this prayer, God, use me. And you're wondering, God, why am I not being used? I should be singing on worship like Carla. I should be pacing back and forth. And she had this like rap move where she was going in. I should be doing that, God. I should be playing instruments. I should be preaching. I should be giving my life in another country. I should be seeing people come to Jesus in, on the streets and the sub. God, use me. How come we don't see that? There was a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine last week who proposed. This friend plays in the band. He's up in the teens right now, but I got to tell you something about proposals. When people propose, I get nervous because I'm absolutely one of the biggest hopeless romantics there is, and just the way the Lord made me. So I don't know if you remember, we had a proposal last week here. After she said yes, or a few weeks ago, I was still shaking. She already said yes, and I was still nervous. That's how bad it gets. But my friend was telling me about how he was going to propose, and it was kind of a sentimental thing. He took her back to the place where they first met, had dinner. Then he took her to the park where they met, and it was at the park that they had their first conversation, and that's where he asked her, would you marry me? Now, brothers, this is how it works. If we want to ask a woman to marry us, you usually need a ring. Well, it's funny because the woman said that. You usually need a ring. Brothers, if you didn't know, I'm going to tell you right now, you won't get far if you don't have a ring. And let me tell you something else. Women want to be taken care of. That's what I've heard. So they don't want a baby rock. They want something to give them a ring finger exercise for the rest of their life. Now, here's the thing. When my friend proposed, he pulled out the classic. You've seen this in movies. It's the classic. What's the ring? What's the ring covered by? A box. A little black box, right? And you hear in movies, it goes, and it pops right open. That box by itself is not worth very much. Actually, the box by itself is worth nothing, really. But it's what's inside of the box that brings value to the box. It's the ring inside of the box that makes the box have purpose. You see, the box is just a box without the ring in it. But the moment there's a ring in it, the box now is a shield for that ring. The box now is a covering for that ring. The box now has value because if you lose the box, you lose the ring. Now, if you pray this prayer, God, use me, you have to understand that in order for God to use us, He's got to fill you. Me and you, the Bible says, we are vessels. We don't have value and purpose in ourselves. But the moment Jesus fills your life, the box has value. All of a sudden, something that had no value and no purpose now begins to carry the most important message that the world needs to hear, and that's the message of Jesus. For Jesus to be able to use you, He's got to fill you. See, the Bible says we are vessels. We're a box. And in this case, Jesus is the ring. Without the ring in the box has no value. Without the ring in the box has no purpose. Without Jesus in your life, there is no purpose. God cannot use you. There is no joy. There is no peace. There is no direction. There is no value. The Bible says we are vessels. In order for God to use you, He has to fill you. In order for God to use you, He has to fill you. And the process goes like this. We read it in Jeremiah. Listen to what the Word of God says. He says, "And the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hands, and he reworked it into another vessel as it seemed good for the potter to do." Now, I prayed that prayer, "God, use me." And let me tell you what happened when I prayed that prayer. I went to Bible school 4 years ago now. It was my first week on campus. And I put on my holy roller face because I wasn't going to let anyone know that I was a sinner. And I, you know, if people ask me, "How you doing, Tony?" I would give them every religious answer, like, "The Lord is faithful, and God, I just got this revelation from the Lord this morning. It was incredible." But there was one young lady who came to me one night. Excuse me, not night. During the day. Because at my Bible school, you couldn't even talk to a girl one-on-one. I went to a Bible school where your phone, you had to give up your phone for 2 years. And if you wanted to talk to anyone, it had to be in ratio. You had to have at least 3 people. So this is what happened. It was during the day. I'm going to chapel. And this young lady comes my way. And she says these words, and if you ever hear these words, run. This is what she said. She said, "I receive dreams from the Lord." If you ever hear those words, run. She said, "I receive dreams." And in my mind, I said, "God, cover me. I don't know what kind of crazy nonsense she's going to say or speak over my life, but I don't need to hear it." She looked at me and she said this. She said, "God spoke to me and told me that He's going to break your pride this year." No one knew who I was. No one knew how prideful I was. I had to try to stop my face from turning red because it was God's conviction that spoke right to my heart. If you pray the prayer, "God, use me," the process is this, because this is what you get. Before God uses you, He's got to break you down and then build you up. So if you pray the prayer, "God, use me," let me tell you what you get, because this is what I got. For 2 years at Bible school, I was scrubbing toilets, saying, "God, a man like myself with the anointing that you've given me, Lord. You've asked me to scrub toilets." For 2 years, I was scrubbing pots and pans in the kitchen. Now, listen, I love my mom, and she deserves an award, and she's going to get one in heaven, because growing up my whole life, I never touched dishes. I'm scrubbing pots and pans, and I've prayed, God, use me. I graduated Bible school. I came to this church, started doing an internship. You know what happened? They had me cut cake. They had me cut cake. And in fact, they had me cut cake for a year. It got so bad that Pastor Carter walked by and said, man, you've really gotten good at that thing. Wait a minute, Lord, I'm praying, God, use me. I'm praying, God, use my life. I want to see people come to the saving knowledge of Jesus, and I'm cutting cake. I'm cutting cake. But you see, there were things in my life that God had to break down. Because that's what the Word of God says. He says, there's a piece of clay. I didn't have time to really look at all of this, but back in the day, you had this wheel, this little kind of pedal thing. You would push it. You would rotate this whatever it was. And once this thing is spinning, you had clay. And the potter would apply pressure, water and pressure, to begin to break the clay down and build the clay back up. You see, when I prayed the prayer, the Lord knew there was something in my life that he needed to break down. And the first thing that the Lord broke down for me was my strength. God had to show me that, Tony, in your strength, you can't add anything or bring anything to my kingdom. There is no gift you bring to the table that I need. There is nothing in your strength that you can do to help me advance my kingdom. You can't even walk the Christian life by yourself. You need my strength. So God had to break my strength down. Then God had to break my pride down. God had to show me who I was without him. And I'll tell you, scrubbing toilets will do that to you. And washing pots and pans and serving cake will do that to you. Where I began to look at other people and say, God, it's not about being behind a pulpit. It's about serving people. God had to do that work in me because before that, I didn't have that mindset. God has to break down your will. And this one is tough because some of you are stubborn. And some of you know what you want your life to look like. And God puts you on the potter's wheel and begins to spin and apply pressure and pressure and pressure. This is the word that God gave me because I know there are people here that have prayed the prayer, God, use me. How many of you are feeling a little bit of pressure? Well, you're in a good spot. Because before God uses you, he has to break you down. And then he builds you back up. This process never stops. Never stops. We get to be broken over and over and over and over. And the moment God uses us, he takes that vessel, puts it back on the potter's wheel, applies pressure, breaks it down, builds something new, uses it again, back to the drawing board, uses it again. Back to the drawing board. If you're feeling broken, you're being used by God. If you're feeling pressure, God is answering your prayer. God is answering your prayer. And listen to the last part of this scripture. This is what the Word of God says. It says, and he reworked it into another vessel as it seemed good for the potter to do. And he reworked it. There are things that we will go through, the Word of God says, that aren't very fun. But Jesus takes all things and reworks them for our good. So the message today that I wanted to encourage you, and it was as simple as this tonight. There are people here who have prayed, God, use me, and I don't see myself being used. And God wants to remind you that if you're feeling the pressure, and if you're feeling broken, he's answering the prayer. And he's reworking all things in your life for the good. Do you hear me tonight, young adults? He's reworking all things. There isn't a situation you're going through he does not see, and he's not ready to flip around. There is nothing you are going through that God isn't in the works reworking at the moment. And so this is the altar call tonight. This is the altar call. God, I want to be used by you. If you want to pray that prayer, you're going to meet me at this altar in a moment. God, I'm feeling the pressure and I'm feeling broken, but I know this is your way of telling me you're answering my prayer because you're getting ready to use me. And God, I'm asking you to rework all things in my life for your good. The word is simple tonight, but I know this is God's heart for our young adults here in the house. So would you stand with me briefly? If God is speaking to your heart with this simple message, with this simple thought, I want you to meet me at this altar. Before even the music comes, just go ahead and join me, and we're going to take a moment to pray together. That's all. God, we thank you tonight for speaking so simply, God. Yet I don't doubt that this is your word, Lord. God, your word says that you rework things, God. You rework things, Jesus. So, God, we thank you for this truth, oh God, that you are constantly reworking in our life, oh God, that there is no situation that goes unseen, no circumstance that goes unseen, oh God. Nothing that catches you by surprise, oh God. God, would you speak this truth and seal it in our hearts that you rework. You rework, oh God, and you rework, oh God. God, for the prayers that went out tonight that said, God, use me. God, we understand, Lord, that, God, there is a breaking, there is a pressure that you apply, but God, you are here to encourage us that you are answering that very prayer, God. Doesn't matter if we've got to scrub toilets, cut cake, oh God, whatever you're calling us to do in this season, we're going to do it, God, knowing that you are preparing, you are breaking us down to build us up, to use us for your glory in the way that you see fit, oh God. So God, I'm asking you to encourage the body tonight. Encourage young adults, oh God, ones that are weary, ones that are tired, ones that are burdened, oh God. Your word says, come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me, for my burdens are easy and my yoke is light, oh God. Oh God, so tonight we ask for your yoke and your burden, oh God. God, that you would unburden us here, God. For the young adults at this altar, God, unburden tonight, oh God. Unburden, Jesus. God, you're a good father, the word says. And you break us down to work things out of us, God. You break us down to work things out of us, oh God. So, God, we thank you for the simple message that encourages us to continue to believe, God. To continue to trust you, God, to continue to know, God, that you're never going to break us down to the place where we can't handle it, oh God, or you're never going to do something in our life that's not for our good, oh God, but you're constantly working in our life. God, we pray, continue to rework, oh God, continue to rework, Jesus, continue to rework, oh God, and we pray, give us the strength, oh God. As you're calling us, Jesus, to be broken, as you're calling us to feel the pressure, oh God, to know you haven't left us, you haven't forgotten us, you haven't forsaken us, you haven't moved past us, you're not using somebody else because they're a little better, you're not moving on to the next best thing, oh God, you have us right where you want us, God, you're breaking us the way you see fit, oh God, you're using us the way you see fit, oh God, I pray that that word would be sealed in our hearts tonight, Jesus. Seal that word in our hearts, God. And so tonight we honor you, we bless you, we praise you, and we pray all of these things in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus.